Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. When you see the "no animals were harmed" message at the end of a film or television show, what comes to mind? What does that really mean? Who is monitoring the activities and what exactly is being looked for and reported? How trustworthy and reliable is the whole system? Well, these questions are big news this week following an incredible investigative report by Gary Baum and The Hollywood Reporter, in which the practices of American Humane Association were scrutinized and strongly criticized. The American Humane Association is, of course, the group we all know for providing the certifications about the safety of animals we have come to expect and rely upon. There are many allegations in this report, with multiple sources painting a grim picture for the safety of animals on the set. One of the more shocking revelations came by way of a whistleblower who alleged that the Bengal tiger who appeared in the film Life of Pi nearly drowned during the film's production. So on today's show, we are going to explore the question of who is looking after these animals and whether we need to do more or something different to protect them. Later in the show, is Los Angeles about to ban animal traps? And Al Gore's in the news again. So now I'm very pleased to welcome our good friend, attorney Bob Ferber. Bob is a former Los Angeles animal cruelty prosecutor, and in fact, the first one in the country. Although recently retired from that position, he has told me he is busier than ever in various animal advocacy roles. So we are very pleased he could join us today. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Thank you, Lori. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for, inviting me.
And then Bob,
go ahead.
So a lengthy, detailed, and in my view, devastating expose by Hollywood Reporter last week about the abuse of animals on the set and the poor oversight of their welfare has got everyone talking here. First, can you give us an overview of the reporting? What was claimed in the article about treatment of animals used in film and television?
Okay, well, first of all, Gary and I had met, the reporter and I met several months ago, and I was happy to be able to give him some background on how this whole system works, and which involves, the American Humane Association being the monitor of these of movies, and I'll shut the door for my dogs. And the background is that I think it's important to point out that historically, in our country, animal cruelty laws have not been enforced. Me being the first full-time animal cruelty prosecutor only 13, 14 years ago, and that was the first one, shows that historically we were not a society that held people accountable for the most part for animal cruelty or neglect. Yes, there are laws going back to the early 1900s, and ASPCA was an organization that started trying to monitor and trying to set some standards, but as in general, law enforcement didn't take it seriously. AHA, to its credit, stepped in something like about 30 years ago and negotiated agreements with the unions in the film industry to get permission to go on sets and monitor, and set some minimum standards for movies and television. It was mostly done through unions, and there were agreements that basically the industry gave them permission to be at these locations. And at one point, it did develop into a formal agreement where you can really go onto any set you want. Now, that sounds okay. And for years, they were the only ones that were setting standards and monitoring animals. And we all in society, I think, everybody that watches a movie or TV has come to become familiar and to trust when we see that phrase, that basically says, don't worry, we were there, we were monitoring, no animals were harmed. And I think most people take that as meaning that during the entire process, however the animal was used in a movie, whether it was a horse in a Western or a bunny in a Disney movie or a horse used in a TV show like the TV show Luck or the HBO special, that they were going to be safe and sound and, in my opinion, be treated the way everybody would expect their own pet to be treated. That went on, but what happened was about 13 years ago, society started to wake up to the fact that just telling people and warning people and trying to urge people to be nice to animals is very important, but there needs to be a law enforcement component. And people like myself and other prosecutors in L.A. County and around the country and police departments and animal agencies took this very seriously. And everybody, I'm sure all your listeners have observed this, a dramatic change in the last 15, 20 years in our society where there's news stories all the time about neglect of animals and cruelty to animals and people being held accountable, you know, being charged with crimes, orders to stop doing certain things. So there's been a higher standard in our society. Unfortunately, American Humane Association, Laurie, has kind of continued doing what they were doing when nobody else was doing anything, which is that they didn't step ahead. They didn't move on and improve their standards. In fact, they just preserved the same old standards of whatever they were able to accomplish with the consent of the industry. And that's critical to understand because if you have an agency that's monitoring something, you don't want them to be, you want them to be independent. And my own experience, Laurie, was when I first began involved in animal cruelty prosecutions. This is about 15, 20 years ago, before I even became a full-time prosecutor of it. I would meet with people in AHA, animal-loving people, and went to their offices to learn what they do. And my first impression was that I was going into an office that did not belong to AHA. The staff that was monitoring the movies was in a movie studio building, and in fact it was buried deep in the building, and everything that they owned and used was supplied by the industry. I mean office space, supplies, and the biggest thing, which I was kind of shocked to learn, was the salaries. That instead of AHA as a nonprofit national organization taking their own money from donors, the money was coming from the film industry. So essentially to call it independent would be very wrong. I mean, it would be like, a social worker who goes in to check in on children, let's say in a foster home, but their salary comes directly from the foster home. How could that person be independent on the care of the children in a foster home if the foster home is the one that's paying them to check in? I mean, you're not going to bite the hand that feeds you and say, oh, this person is doing a horrible job taking care of children, or in our case, taking care of animals, when they're the ones paying your salary and putting food on your table. And that's what we discovered, and especially Gary Baum did this phenomenal report in the Hollywood Reporter, which was essentially a five-month investigation, where he made a very strong case for why AHA should not at all be a part of this anymore. That AHA's relationship with movies is so cozy that I actually am calling it a cover-up. And I don't mean just an accidental cover-up. Gary brought out materials and found even what you alluded to, a secret email, so supposedly, that using the F word, a monitor was emailing another supervisor, a monitor on the Life of Pi movie, and she, in very broad, colorful language, was saying that the tiger almost drowned and that we have to keep it secret from everybody. And Gary discovered patterns of this, of animals that were neglected, abused, mistreated. Most of it, not that anybody was on a set beating a dog to death or a horse, but that the animals, the whole problem or challenge in the movie industry, it's not that people are going to purposely hurt animals as much as will the animals be protected when they're trying to play a role or fulfill a part in a movie. And so the question is, are you going to put the animals in danger? Are you going to neglect them while the cameras are not rolling? Are they going to be cared for as they get to the set, on the set? Are you asking them to do something that's unnatural, that naturally puts them at risk? For example, a tiger that, falls into or has to be in a water tank that simulates the ocean, and the tiger panics. Is that a normal situation that we would want to put an animal in, like a tiger? Would you want horses stampeding, you know, in a movie about horse racing, but allowed to stampede or allowed to run in a way that clearly is dangerous, putting them at risk, where no good horse owner would ever let their horse do that.
Right. Bob, we got to take a break. Don't go away. We're speaking to Bob Ferber. What does "no animals were harmed" in the making of this movie really mean? This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and you're listening to Animals Today.
If you're like most people, you have lots of plans: a financial plan, an eating plan, an exercise plan, a career plan. You also need a plan for the care of your pets when you're no longer able to provide it. Every day, animals are sent to shelters, terrified and confused, or they're euthanized because their owners have become incapacitated or died. Some people don't give the future a thought. Others assume family members will care for their pets. A better way is to name caregivers and provide detailed instructions about your pal's feeding, play, social, and health care needs. But even family and designated caregivers don't guarantee that pets will have a home. Good intentions sometimes take a backseat to life's realities, such as a new spouse who doesn't like animals, a sudden desire to travel the world, or the adoptive caregiver's own infirmity. A legally enforceable pet trust offers the only assurance that your assets will be used as you wish to provide for the comfort and care of cherished animal companions. More than 40 states recognize pet trusts. Check with your attorney, accountant, or state legislator to see if yours does and how to create one. Animals Today urges you to plan for your pet's lifelong well-being. Take steps today so he or she doesn't risk becoming yet another sad shelter statistic.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website again is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Bob Ferber, and we're talking about this expose in the Hollywood Reporter that came out about the American Humane Association. Bob, what does "no animals were harmed" really mean when you see that on the screen?
By AHA's own admission and their own definition, the article revealed that what they view as harm to an animal is, I'm not exaggerating, an animal that was intentionally harmed and killed while the cameras were rolling. It came out of this expose that they take no responsibility for animals in transport, animals being held while the camera is, when the animal is on the set but not in the scene. So if the animal is being neglected while waiting to shoot or afterwards, they're not responsible for that. And this is the most shocking part, and no animals were harmed doesn't mean that animals didn't suffer, that they weren't put in dangerous situations, that, as I was saying earlier, they weren't put in situations where they would never normally be, which creates an inherent risk. And even if an animal almost dies or suffers or dies from neglect but not because anybody meant any harm, none of that counts as harm. And so AHA, not surprisingly, Lori, claims a 98-plus percent success rate of that 98% of all their animals are fine.
Right.
And I find that just that's misleading. I'm an attorney, Lori, and I'm very careful with my words. And I would never say more than I want to say about something. And to me, this is nothing less than a deceptive, misleading statement to the community when they say no animals were harmed. And this expose reveals that they actually consciously were covering up incidents of harmful, things that were harmful to animals. And I doubt everybody, I think. Oh, and even AHA said at one point, this was unbelievable, that, oh, I believe that the public, when they see no animals were harmed, we're sure that all they want to know is that the animals weren't intentionally killed on the set while the cameras were rolling. And that's beyond belief. And I even mentioned
this ridiculous
story to a bunch of preteens yesterday that I take my animals to. And they didn't even know what the term conflict of interest meant. And when I told them this arrangement and what AHA was saying, these 12- and 13-year-old kids looked at me like, you mean this is the way it is and this is the way society protects animals in the movies? And I had to sadly say yes.
Yeah, this is a big deal. We're learning about this. I mean, people go to movies, they see animals getting harmed in the movies, and then they get relief. They feel okay about watching the movie because of that statement, no animals were harmed. This is incredible that this is coming out now. And the response is, well, they weren't intentionally harmed. Well, that's just absolutely ridiculous. Bob, where do we go from here? How do we protect animal actors before, during, and after their appearances, whether intentional or not intentional? Is it even possible?
That's a really good question, because, first of all, I definitely think that the first step is that we have to make this transparent. As a prosecutor, I learned during the movie Flicka, I tried to get involved in that and learn what happened with the two horses that died. And myself and the city of L.A., Animal Services, tried to make inquiries, so did LAPD, and AHA refused to cooperate, saying essentially that it was none of our business. This is outrageous. This cannot continue. On a movie set, Lori, there's a fire department. The movie industry pays, for example, the city of L.A. to have a fire captain on the set, to have there's people there from the unions to protect the laborers, to make sure that the industry is protecting the workers. There's building and safety people there to make sure that the building is up to code, that there's whatever. And everybody is there to protect people, and these are all independent monitors, not paid. The fireman who shows up at a movie set, if he or she says this is dangerous, his salary isn't threatened because he's saying that. He gets paid by the fire department, and the film industry, or the production company, would pay a tax or a fee to the city, but it's not going to impact that fireman or policeman's ability to do their job. The only entity on a movie set that does not have an independent monitor, the only living creature, are the animals. There, it's somebody by the industry itself, which is AHA. So, and so we, what first, the first step is to make this transparent. And the second part of it is to find a system where independent people, like government officials maybe, who can actually monitor this with and being fully independent. Now, whether or not this is going to be on a city, state, national level, that remains to be seen. And in fact, I'm reaching out to your listeners that I, after meeting with the reporter last night, you know, Gary Baum told me that he was approached by many animal groups around the country asking what to do. And what I'm hoping will happen, and I hope to be a part of this, is to bring together a coalition of animal groups around the country and come up with a scheme where somebody is in, people are independent and can truly protect animals and define it with input from the public, or at least transparency.
Right.
I mean, nobody knew that the AHA thought that harm to animals only means being brutally, intentionally killed on the set while the cameras are rolling and nothing else. And a big part of this is that whatever agreements come up has to include that the animal was treated not just fairly while the cameras are rolling, but on the way there, how he was trained. You know, we see in other areas of animal welfare where, you know, a zoo animal or let's say a circus animal will be really friendly. You know, maybe an elephant is trained, but then the stories come out that that elephant was brutally beaten to make him that way. Well, I don't think our society wants that elephant in a movie either. So we need to know the history of these animals, certifications, and consequences. There has to be consequences. People cannot get away on the movie set and do things that if they were not on the movie set, I would have prosecuted. And some of the stories that I heard about, including things like Luck and Flicka and so many other stories that were in the reporter's story, those are cases that I would have considered to prosecution if I had had the evidence. But, of course, as I told you, we had no way of doing it. No, you know, a cop can go anywhere to protect children, employees, whatever, but they can't go onto a movie set because that's secret.
Right. Bob Ferber, thank you. I'll just tell you this. Something has to change. We, American Humane Association, cannot be dependent on anymore to protect animals on movies and television. Bob Ferber, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today.
You're so welcome. And by the way, my email address is animallawyer@yahoo.com. If anybody is interested in talking to me about this or participating in a change, get in touch with me at animallawyer@yahoo.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bob.
You, Lori. Take care.
In your sweaty hands, some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
To give one special gift to a runner, biker, golfer, or sailor, a pilot, car driver, or outdoor explorer. Give a Garmin and get thank you.
Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to the show. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
So, were you listening in on that?
Of course,
I was. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is maddening, actually. You know, people go to movies. They think the animals are safe there. Whatever scene that they see this no animals were harmed disclaimer. I mean, what does that mean? Because they forgot the word no animals were intentionally harmed?
I know. What a ruse.
I know.
It's incredible.
It is.
But, you know, okay, I'm very pleased that this is finally coming out. But I was left a little bit feeling optimistic by some of Bob's comments. For instance, thinking back 10 or 15 years ago where we were in terms of this public consciousness about how we care for animals compared to now, I think there's reason to feel positive that people care more about what happens to animals.
Well, they care more about it, but I think American Humane Association has to go.
I think we're going to see that. I think they're going to have to give up this part of their business, that's for sure.
They've already,
if you look at the website in the past couple of years, they've de-emphasized this part of their business and tried to emphasize their other things, I believe the educational
Well, they de-emphasized this part of their business because a lot of reports have been coming out. Horses have been dying, you know, animals have been suffering there. And then I read in this expose in the Hollywood Reporter about this other disclaimer they once in a while used.
Yeah.
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action.
I know.
What the heck does that mean?
I know.
And what can
Nothing.
We deduce from that?
We can't say anything.
That we monitored the animal action.
Something must have happened, so we can't certify
that
no animals were harmed.
That's exactly right.
Gee. Well, I wanted to add a couple of more things. One is that 1939, I mean, a lot of this goes, interest goes back to this famous film in 1939, and you can see the photos online where a horse was forced to jump off what seemed to be a cliff, and actually they've got the horse sliding off off a board. They've got the legs tied up so he can't get out, and they tilt the board, and the horse ends up in a creek below and then actually drowned. And so the public outcry was very loud, and that sort of led to this need for monitoring. So it goes back pretty far, but that is a famous incident that really got it going. 1939, Jesse James. And Bob also mentioned this HBO series, Luck. And in case some of the listeners are not familiar with this, this was HBO television series, pretty recent, where it was set around, you know, racetracks and horse racing. And over the course of not even two seasons, three horses died for various reasons. And finally, the series just was canceled. Just too much to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Luck. And it's going to be harder and harder to pitch a show where you're relying on animals, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
So we're getting there.
This needs to be exposed. Even more
well,
so.
You know
I mean,
what?
We're trying.
Bob did not say this on the air, but he did tell you, didn't he, that there's more to come, isn't there?
Well, I hope he's right.
Yeah.
I hope he's right.
Yeah. All
right. So, okay.
Well, congratulations to Hollywood Reporter.
Exactly.
And what strong journalism here.
Yeah. I see a bunch of papers in front of you. Those are news items. Before we get to the news items, can I give you a little quiz, because this quiz sort of pertains to one of the news items I see about Al Gore there you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't expect a quiz, but that's keeps me on my toes.
Okay. So
you know, this pop quiz, that's the most terrifying thing when you're like...
Does it bring back memories?
It brings back horrible memories. You're in 10th grade, and the teacher says, okay, so does everyone understand? And everyone groans, yes. Okay, we're going to have a pop quiz. And you just want to run away. It's terrifying.
The things we. I'm sorry.
I still have nightmares about some of my professors. So now I'm married to my high school English teacher.
This is an easy pop quiz, and I promise I'll give you an A.
Okay,
and a big kiss afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so this is about climate change, and then we're moving into the news item that I see you have about Al Gore, okay?
All right.
According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, which process in the global food supply chain results in the largest greenhouse gas emissions? So we have crop production, livestock production, processing and distribution, retail, preparing, and cooking.
Oh, okay. So the livestock.
Very good.
Production. I know about that, and I also know that this transporting the products around has been very overrated as a cause of...
You bet it has.
...of causing greenhouse gases.
Are you putting the locavores down?
I am putting the locavores down because there's even new articles about how it's more energy efficient to grow your crops one place and then, or even your livestock, and then transport them rather than doing it locally all over
right.
the place. So
right.
that needs to be scrutinized too, because that's sort of a cop out, this whole locavore mentality.
Well, then I will skip my locavore question
oh,
that I
sorry,
had.
Yeah.
No, that's good,
okay.
And I do agree actually.
Well, okay.
Okay. No, true or false? According to the United Nations, animal agriculture is responsible for more greenhouse gas emissions than all transportation in the world combined.
Yeah, you know that. I know that's true. Also,
it is true,
and that is you and I have spoken about this, and we've seen papers on this, and it is an incredible thing to ponder.
Yeah.
That when you consider how vast all the transportation is and how everyone's so freaked out about having a hybrid or whatever car compared to what other activities you might engage in. Go ahead.
Right.
Am I still getting an A+?
You are getting an A+, actually, so far. And that leads to the next question, which you just sort of alluded to, which is true, too. The lowering emissions by eliminating animal products from your life is
yeah.
one of the fastest and cheapest and most effective ways or methods one can take to lower global emissions. So many would say, you know, greenhouse gases like the carbon dioxide and the nitrous oxide and the methane escape, get trapped in the atmosphere and responsible for this, the climate changes we're seeing.
Yeah.
Or we think we're seeing, and thus is an environmental threat to the world. So they do their part, like you mentioned, they drive these more fuel-efficient cars and using energy-saving light bulbs and whatever. So do you think Al Gore, long-term environmental activist, made the documentary An Inconvenient Truth, remember that? Started the crusade against what at the time was called global warming?
Yep.
Do you think he's a hypocrite?
In general, sure. But specifically related to his diet or how he lives?
Yeah, he
eats. Well, I'll make a couple of observations
okay.
about Al Gore, and you can love him or hate him. This is not a value judgment on him. I will just say that putting yourself at the lead of this movement and involved in this film, and then living a lifestyle that's not really consistent with the large, huge houses, right? And the diet, and jetting around the world, is sort of ignoring what you're trying to say.
It's exactly
so you
right.
sort of got to walk the walk a little bit, don't you? So a very basic thing would have been his diet too, because he probably was in a position to know that what's involved in the production of food, and could have. Imagine the impact he could have had if part of the inconvenient truth message was your personal diet or food production.
Right.
I don't think he really explores
well,
that.
Well, your views are in alignment with PETA and other animal rights groups, were, because they PETA and other groups have been attacking Al Gore because he ate meat.
Mm-hmm.
So the big news item is he's vegan now. That's what we hear. But because he ate meat
mm-hmm.
and yet wants to end this global warming thing.
Yeah.
So they got billboards and a picture of Gore munching on a drumstick and saying, too chicken to go vegetarian. Meat is the number one cause of global warming. And Ingrid Newkirk.
Too chicken. Too fearful to go vegetarian.
Exactly.
I understand that.
Yeah. And she, the president of PETA, Ingrid, repeats the assertion printed on a PETA flyer that, quote, there's no such thing as a meat eating environmentalist.
Really?
Yeah. And cites the recent frequently asked the FAO study, which stated that the cattle industry causes more global warming than the entire transportation sector.
Mm.
So no meat eating environmentalist. There's no such thing. Do you agree?
It's a very powerful statement. It's hard to argue.
Yeah.
It's hard
yeah.
to argue. Maybe there's you know, you can trade credits, like trade carbon credits and you get a hamburger. I mean, some cockamamie fake scam of a payoff. I'm sure there's a whole system on that to make everyone feel less guilty.
Possibly.
I have membership cards, the whole deal.
Well, we'll see. I just think everyone should become vegan.
There you go.
Okay. Don't go away, because I know Peter has some more news items for us. You're listening to Animals Today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, aianimals.org.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com.
Exxon.
Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Okay, Peter, lay it on us. What do you have for us?
Well, some news about animal traps in Los Angeles.
Animal traps?
Traps.
Okay.
You know, certain pest control companies in Los Angeles are still permitted to use traps or snares. They're very cruel, as you know, and everyone knows. You, first of all, the animal is stuck there and can die of dehydration, slow, painful death, blood loss. It's really horrible. The traps are not necessarily monitored daily like they're supposed to. The wrong animals can be trapped, right?
And right.
Or the animal can be killed by other animals since it's stuck there. So it's just really a cruel way to go. So
it's horrible, especially when there's humane alternatives to
this. There are humane alternatives, and the very animal-aware Los Angeles City Council is attacking this now, too. And I have to say, every month or so, we're hearing new news from that city council, so I'm very...
Oh, they're doing great work for
very,
the animals.
Thoughtful about this kind of stuff.
They sure are.
And the latest thing is to fast-track a law that is going to prevent even the pest control companies from using these cruel traps.
Great.
And figure out other humane ways to deal with that. And so, good for them. In Idaho, there's a private aquarium in Idaho. And two of the owners of this aquarium have been sentenced to jail and big fines for being involved in illegally shipping sharks and rays from Florida without permits to go into their aquarium. So even when you walk into an aquarium, you think it's on the up and up, and there's just sneaky stuff going on there. And then the funny thing is they could have done this legally.
I know. There's stupid people all around us. Why wouldn't they do it legally?
Yeah. Well, one of the guys was apparently on probation already because he was selling live coral, which you can't sell coral. That's protected. So he's on probation. So now he's really in world of hurt, this guy. So, and there's more stuff about this duo also, which I can tell you about later. But it's really... It's gratifying to see law enforcement come down on them.
They should close them down.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's spay and neutering news, okay?
Okay.
Because there is a reintroduction of a drug and a procedure to sterilize dogs, okay? It's non-surgical. You basically inject the testicles with this medication, and... It is quick and painless and pretty easy to perform. And it's a drug that is previously was available, but the company that put it out sort of went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
It had a bad start. Some of the dogs were getting inflammation. And so it's being reintroduced as Zeuterin, Zeuterin. And,
is that a hormone?
It is a combination of a couple of substances, but it's not a hormone, but it basically prevents the
causes atrophy.
Yeah. Now, a little bit of the testosterone production is maintained,
yeah,
which is some people think that's desirable. It's a mix of zinc, gluconate, and arginine. Okay. Now, previously, this was just introduced as a product, and it was permitted. The vets and technicians were just allowed to go at it. But now the reintroduction by a new company involves a fair amount of training, including hands-on live practice, supervised, so that the complications or undesirable side effects or difficulties hopefully will be removed. So this is a big step. There are other drugs also. So we're about to enter a whole new age of non-surgical sterilization, hopefully.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
There are other drugs, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cheaper, first of all.
Cheaper, right.
You can train technicians to do this. You don't need to anesthetize the animals. So it's really a very positive.
Might get more people to fix their animals. Yeah. Of course, this only applies to male dogs.
Right, right. But that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good. And cats, too?
I don't read anything about cats in this article.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, I mean, there's lots of other lines of research, including implantable subcutaneous medications and other things that are non-surgical and pretty easy. So they're all coming down the pike. And at least according to this source that I have, this business of fixing dogs, it's not really a super lucrative thing for the industry, for the doctors to do. So many of them would be happy just not to have to deal with this. And certainly the humane societies would love to get their hands on this kind of stuff.
Right.
So this looks great. Imagine what you could do with like a mobile van or something like that.
I know.
And how lower the resistance is going to be amongst the guardians and the owners of the dogs once this is available. You know, it's like more like a vaccination than like a surgery where you sort of take them out.
Right, and also with maybe wild or feral dogs, when you catch them, you don't have to put them through major surgery. Maybe you can just sort of, inject this and let them go without any post-op recovery, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
This is very, very easy.
Yeah.
Very. So, unfortunately, back to Japan, the dolphin slaughter continues.
So sad.
Even following the public outcry, the film... The Cove, and all the efforts by the organizations, including a sea shepherd, to prevent the culling and the mass slaughter of these beautiful animals. It continues, and the latest round of videos and horrible pictures are now available online, and it's really been such a hard thing to end. From around the world, everyone is just screaming at these Japanese hunters, and the stakes are still too high. They are still in the business to capture the prettiest dolphins and ship them off to marine parks, with the remainder being butchered for food, which is not that lucrative and would not support this industry, or just left to die.
Or swimming with the dolphins.
Swimming with the dolphins, dolphin parks, all those things.
Right.
And so when you participate in these things innocently, really you are contributing to this horrible thing. I mean, they should make you view. I mean, the sea is just red with blood and death. It is just the most horrific thing. And any of our listeners probably is aware of this, but you need to tell your friends about this.
Oh, absolutely. Share this information. It's so important. What do we do?
Yeah. Well,
what can we do?
No, you just have to support the groups that are in the field.
Right.
You just got to educate yourself.
Educate
and
others.
Whoever's there.
Educate others.
Right. And just you can provide your support.
Thanks, Peter. And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
The protesters are calling for the government to be replaced by an unelected People's Council. The Prime Minister says she will not step down, but she has proposed a referendum on the current protester situation. For the latest news and analysis 24 hours a day, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This holiday, come into the club and get inspired. Sam's Club has gifts and stocking stuffers they'll love, including the hottest electronics, fine jewelry, and more. And after you've found the perfect presents, pick up the items you need for a memorable holiday party. Bring home tasty appetizers, premium cuts of meat, and delicious desserts, all for less than you thought possible. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
Passengers on a Delta Airlines flight from Seattle to Atlanta suffered a shock Saturday when a teenage boy suffered a medical emergency and died on the plane. The plane diverted to Spokane, Washington after the 16-year-old boy began to show distress shortly after takeoff. The young man was the son of a soldier at Joint Base Lewis-McChord at Fort Lewis, Washington, and was traveling with his mother to join his father at a new base. The deputy medical examiner in Spokane said it appears the youth died of natural causes. A report says that youth are rejecting Obamacare. IRN USA's Precious Watson has more.
The Hill reports mounting opposition to Obamacare among young adults is creating a new crisis for the White House. While the federal enrollment website healthcare.gov appears to be improving by the day, polls reveal the young invincibles, key to making the law work, are becoming less likely to enroll. Despite the American youth's support for President Obama, younger people have been